Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was listening to radio.
Were you?
Andrew.
Mm.
And there's a new show on. Do you know Martin from Homes Under the Hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, he does a show now where he goes to footballers' houses.
Does he?
And looks around the houses and that.
Right.
And it's quite a good show.
On the radio?
On the radio, yeah.
Sounds
so
cool.
I recorded one for you.
Good.
Thought you might like to hear it.
I'd love to hear it.
My only problem is I can't do Martin, but I especially can't do him with egg in my mouth.
No.
So,
I hope the listeners are enjoying listening to you having your picnic during this episode.
Hey, well, hello and welcome. I'm Martin Roberts from Homes Under the Hammer. And today I'm the guest of Sean Dyche, the managing football officer of the Burnley Football Centre. Hello there, Sean. Wow, that's quite a beard. Bit unusual, but I like it. Hello, Martin, from Homes Under the Hammer. Excuse the smell, I'm boiling up some underpants on the hob. They'd become very biscuity. Oh, that's all right. It's an unusual smell, a bit different, and you know what? I like it. So, this is the hallway. You've got a lot of pictures on the wall. Yes, they are all details from my favourite pieces of machinery. That one there is the axle bearing from a 24-arm Norfolk potato planter. That one is a warning light from a 2004 Corby 7007 trouser press. The big one at the end is the cotter pin from a Henkelmann Jumbo 42 canning machine. Very unusual, but I like them. It's a bit different. So what's next on the tour? This is Mikazi. As you can see, the floor is covered in hay. I change it once a week and put it on my turnip patch. I love turnips. It's a good, honest vegetable, you know, unlike kale or fucking God forbid broccoli. I expect you like kale, do you, Martin from Horns Under the Hammer? I do. It's a bit different, and I like that. So this presumably is the lounge, and it's dominated by this rather large machine in the centre of the room. That's me Heidelberg's KORS single colour offset printing press. What is it that you actually print? Words, motivational words for the team to stare at. Give me some examples. It all sounds very different and unusual. Okay. Work. Gun. Axe. Kick the bastard. If you haven't spewed up, you haven't turned up. More axes. Balls are there to be kicked. More work. Eat pie. Kick. Rush. Shit. Wow. Highly emotional images, and if you don't mind me saying, quite unusual. How do you get the shape of your beard so circular, by the way? I shave it around a 15-ounce tin of John West pineapple chunks. Now this is my kitchen. Yes, I can see, and it's dominated by that large machine on the centre table. What is that? It's a roller grill F60 quartz turbo convector pie oven, 24 standard pie capacity, fully fan assisted. Is that all you eat then, pies? No, turnips as well. Keep your brain in check, don't they? Don't want to get highfalutin ideas like those foreign coaches with the pasta and the sauces and their parboiled fucking hazelnuts. Thank you, Sean. A most unusual house. A little bit different,
but I liked it. I wish you all the best.
Then I stopped recording.
Yeah.
And that's the little extract I thought I'd play to you.
Very good, very good. I hope that comes back again.
You like that show?
Will that be on again, do you think?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Maybe as well just...
As long as I can make sure that it isn't just Steve McLaren doing Martin.
No, with a bit of a twist.
I got hold of a voice message. Lucky, innit, for me that.
Very lucky.
That Sean Dyche has sent to all his players before they go off for the summer holes, you know what I mean? Dear lads, I want you all to enjoy your summer break. And remember, motivation is as important on the beach or all-inclusive resort as it is on the pitch. Here are the words you will need to ensure your holiday is as brutal as all of us at this football club require. There's actually a little beat goes down, you know, like a...
Can I just do that?
Yeah, you could, we could try that, yeah. Wake, kick, eat pie, shit, spade, dig, kick the German, piss in the pool, more pie, lactic acid, dog dirt, slap the German, bar, drink, fight the German, night pie, sleep underwater... Kick, rush, shit, bury the German. See you in 2 weeks. Stop that now. See you in 2 weeks for pre-prison. And remember, anyone trying to escape the regime and claim asylum will be hunted down and lashed with a very heavy-duty copper wire. That was his summer message.
Oh, I was getting into that there.
Wake, kick, eat pie, shit, spade, dig, kick the German, piss in the pool.
If anyone wants to tear that into a ringtone, feel free.
Oh, this is exciting. I just had an email from me mate at Burnley.
Oh, aye.
Yeah, he's got a... he's got a motivation. Let's have a look, see what it says. It's got a video attached from Sean Dyche. It's entitled Holiday Discipline. Right, you bastards. You play for Burnley, not some fancy pants wanker club. So none of you better be abroad, mixing it with the foreigns. You had a choice of Blackpool or Lowestoft, and you had better have fucking stuck to it. If I see a tan, I'll thrash that man. So here's your new discipline mantra to guide you through the start of every day until pre-season. Get up and get to the kitchen. Collect 4 eggs, 5 slices of streaky, 2 pork sausages, 2 white sliced and a half of black pudding. Heat up your frying pan till it smokes and cook your ingredients in the following order. Sausages, bacon, black pudding, fried bread, egg. I'll go through that again. Sausages. Bacon, black pudding, fried bread, and egg, all downed with a pint of cabbage water. Ooh. Move to the bathroom to get yourself Burnley ready. To do this, you must proceed in the following order. Let's do it. Shit. Wipe. Dettol your face. Acne cream. Second shit. Old Spice. You're Burnley ready. You're Burnley ready.
That's it. Oh, struggling there.
Oh, lovely stuff. Just makes me want to support Burnley and move there.
I've got a spy at Burnley, you know, Burnley Football Club.
Oh, have you? All right. Yeah.
And he sent out a motivational message. Daesh has, yeah.
Good.
So I'll play it for you. All right, so. Right, squad, as pre-season beckons, it's time to remind you of the Burnley ethos. Time to provide you with a mantra that will get you through what may be a difficult season. Understand the following. I am your God. I am the path to enlightenment. My knowledge was gained in the quarries of Nottinghamshire and the pie shops of Kettering. I have spent many a night on the moors, kicking pheasants into touch and grappling with beasts unknown to mankind. I have experienced pain and embraced it. I am a man of Todd. Football is there to be kicked, kicked hard. An opponent is there to be kicked, kicked hard. Pies are there to be eaten, eaten hard. Run hard in various directions. If you have not spewed up, we're out of the cup. Kick. Shit. Eat pie. Tackle. Kick. Another shit. More pie. And that's the Burnley way. If you've been man-marked, mark that man with the point of your elbow. If there's a man up front, boot it up to him at great height. No exceptions, no excuses. Organisation, not joy. Efficiency, not finesse. Exhaustion without pleasure. Eat carbs on the hour, every hour. Bread, pasta and spuds. I said bread, pasta and spuds. Then pie, pancakes, fudge. Eat carbs on the hour, every hour. Bread, pasta, spuds. I said bread, pasta, spuds. Then pie, pancake, fudge. Wear your shorts nice and tight around your arse. Fix your hair solid with gel and spray mount. Remember, a flailing elbow or forearm can be both offensive and defensive. Steak should never be eaten without gravy. A baked onion should be served with every meal and every course. If you don't do what you're told, you'll be out of the fold. Derby will have you at the drop of a hat, and they are bottlers. And remember, kick. Shit. Eat pie. Tackle. Kick. Have another shit. More pie. And that's the Burnley way. There you go. That's so glad I intercepted that. So sorry it went on so long.
No, that's great. That sounds so good. First of all, that sounds like a blueprint for my life that I'd love to have.
Yeah.
And secondly, the kind of football he talks about there, I'd love to see that at Sunderland. No, well, finesse. What was it, something without finesse?
Without joy, without...
God, please, just win matches.
Oh, you've turned to that side of the fence,
God,
have you?
Yeah,
just
get
win.
Me a League One, please.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I got a new WAV file. It's a Sean Dyche more motivation.
WAV file, eh? Yeah. Wow. Cool.
Right, lads. Pre-season friendlies are fast approaching. And we've got Wigan, Port Vale, Nice, Wigan, and Palmer at our gaff. But whether the opponent, the mantra remains the same. There's no such thing as a friendly, because there's no such thing as friends. There's no such thing as a warm-up, because it's always cold in Burnley. There's no such thing as a slide tackle, because we always go in studs up. Remember. Grind. Shit. Fried eggs. Punch meat. Oh, fuck. Another shit. Pie. Sweat. Gravy. More pie. Then a pudding. And that's the Burnley way. Effort without guile. Endeavour without pleasure. Nothing fancy, nothing girly. If you're that way inclined, have a curly whirly. There's no iron team, there's no iron cream. There's no iron dream, but there's an iron pie. Remember, grind, shit, fried eggs, punch meat, more grind, gravy, sweat, and a nice pudding. And that's the Burnley way.
Thank you, sure. That was nice.
Oh, man, they're my second team now, Burnley.
Are they?
Yeah, definitely. They're my Premier League team, because my team's actually languishing in League One still.
What they do is good, really, isn't it?
Oh, I love it.
The challenge and all.
Someone
that.
On the radio the other day said, I can't remember who it was one of them ones that just mixed stuff up. He said, Sean Dyche could take charge of any Premier League team and he'd have them playing to the top of their abilities.
Might be right, might be true, mightn't it?
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Could Manchester City or Liverpool and have them playing like they do?
Maybe, yeah.
But better.
We'll
never know, will we?
I went to Burnley Tottenham last year and was watching Sean Dyche on the touchline.
Kicked across eye on him,
tight, yeah.
With what else is there to watch, basically?
Tight white shirt.
Yeah.
And I thought, he's got good posture.
Yeah.
Really
like me.
Good posture, like you, yeah.
But bigger.
You're very similar in a way, actually.
I try to model myself on him, or vice versa.
Well,
I don't know.
Similar approach to life, shit, pie, gravy, pudding. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Sean Dyche, I've intercepted
have you?
Another...
WAV.
No.
Not a WAV.
MP3.
Is he converted to MP3s now, is he? Easier to send, smaller file size.
So I've got to get my little piano keyboard out, Andrew. Will you bear with me?
Yeah, I'm just realising I've had these headphones on for 25 minutes and there's nothing coming out.
It's not worth it, is it?
Nah.
Yeah, so I intercepted this new MP3 from Sean Dyche. This one was sent to the staff and players after they beat Southampton 3-0.
Right.
So, hey, I'll play it for you.
Do it.
So we destroyed the South Coast fannies, achieved victory without guile. We closed down space in every area and did it without a smile. Tackling without care, tactics without flair. If the ball's in the air, they can't get it. If it's in the stands, they can fetch it. Possession only works for fancy pants. It might look pretty, but so does France. Dribbling is for babies, step overs are for ladies. Kick, elbow and tackle on the slide, we need 40 points and then we'll back on the pies. And remember, mud, graft, lard, shit, liver, aggregate, and that's the Burnley wave. Thank you, Sean. So I'm glad I intercepted that. I liked it.
That was very good.
So, Sean Dyche.
Sean Dyche, yeah.
Yeah, he's... I managed to intercept a WAV.
Oh, a WAV.
A WAV.
There's been some talk of MP3s from Sean Dyche, but he's sticking with the WAV.
Yeah, it was a WAV.
I'll shut up.
No, it's all right. It's... this one he sent to his players after their defeat against Arsenal.
Mm.
So defeat at the hands of those cheating southern fannies, Arsenal. Remember, dive, feign injury, couscous, cappuccino, weep, fall over, finger foods, and that's the Arsenal way. At Burnley, it's all about honest graft. Head to the ground and don't act daft. Premier League survival is all that matters. Spend the money on defenders and never attackers. All I ask is for grit, graft and gammon. You can fuck off home with your oak smoked salmon. Industry without pleasure. Long balls at your leisure. If you want to score, get the ball off the floor and remember, shit, piles, screeding, roadkill, eggnog, and that's the Burnley way.
There it was. Glad
it
I intercepted
is.
That WAV.
Yeah, nice WAV that.
Did you listen to TalkSport much this week, Andy?
You know, I've been really busy, I haven't. No,
yeah, I'm really
which is disappointing because I like to try and keep abreast of everything that's going on. Please tell me that you've recorded some of it for
well,
us.
Well, there was Jim White had a good guest on, so I'll record it, you know.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
So I'll press play and all that.
Click.
Click.
Welcome back to the Jim White Show. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, am I excited today. I tell you how excited I am. There's so much anticipatory sweat pooling in my crack that my winnets will need a rowing boat to escape the flooding. And the reason I'm so excited is that I'm joined today by none other than Burnley manager Sean Dyche. Welcome, Sean, and tell me, how excited are you to be here today?
I'm very excited, Jim. Are you pooling? Not yet, but I've got a Burnley scarf with me to stuff down there when the torrent arrives. Oh, that's great. And listeners, please phone in and tell me what unusual items you have used to mop up your juices when you're suffering intense excitement. Oops, there goes another pint of muck. So, Sean, what's the secret of Burnley's success?
We do things the Burnley way.
And what exactly is that? It sounds terribly exciting.
Listen up, I'll tell you.
Right, now I've got my problem of not having a fucking...
Yeah.
But we'll see how we go. You know, we'll see how we go.
Just do your best.
Now I've got that part of...
Right, you've isolated that bit, have you?
But that's it.
Listen up, I'll tell you. Do as you're told and don't talk back. Well, I need a beat, Andy.
I can give you a beat, you know.
Can you?
Do as you're told and don't talk back. Play 10 in defence and 1 in attack. Piss in a sink when you get the chance. Tell your wife to fuck off if she asks you to dance.
Oh, my poor song's gone.
Endeavour without purpose. Entertainment is a no-no. If I catch you wearing perfume, then it's time for you to go-go. And remember, shit. Oh, there it is. And remember, shit. Phlegm. Shovels. Kidneys. Pie. Soil. Chips. Midges. And that's the Burnley way.
Oh, that is the most exciting, motivational WAV or MP3 I've ever heard.
WAV.
I'm afraid my cowboy boots have now filled with muck, so whilst I pour that into my excitement trough, let's take a break. Lump away, a lump away, a lump fade away, a lump fade away, a lump fade away, lump fade away, a lump fade away, lump fade away. Lumpy soap, lumpy cake, lumpy clothes, lumpy face, lumps in your mattress, lumps on the walls, so many lumps that the footsie falls. If lumps are shitting in your carburetor, why not switch to Pearson's Lump Fade Spray? Simply spray on the lump and it fades like a puppy in a teleporter. Making love in a lump-free way with Pearson's Lump Fade Spray.
A lump fade spray, a lump fade spray, lump fade spray, a lump fade spray, lump fade spray, lump fade spray, a lump fade spray. Oh yeah.
That was the WAV.
That's the WAV.
That's the WAV from Talksport.
So there was a WAV within a WAV there then, because yeah. Dyche played a WAV within that WAV.
Like a WAV within a WAV.
Wow, a dream within a dream. Fancy that.
Oh, Andrew, had intercepted, managed to intercept.
Yes.
Yeah, a WAV.
Good.
Sean Dyche's
yes.
Christmas WAV.
Let's
motivational
hear it.
WAV to his players.
Here we go.
Right, you lot, listen up. This is your Christmas motivational blog. It's compulsory and should be listened to every day over the festive period. Remember, the games come thick and fast. If you try to entertain, they could be your last. Baby Jesus didn't mess about. If it needed clearing, he'd give it a clout. Roast beef without gravy is like defending a port without the navy. Rub turkey seepage onto your laces. When you kick them in the head, it will taint their faces. Don't shoot for goal from more than 6 feet. A bit of stuffing in your undies for an half-time treat. Long balls without purpose. If it's entertainment you want, then go to the circus. When you clear a ball, get it high in the air. When you eat a pork pie, rub the juices in your hair. When defending a corner, grab a shirt. When you elbow a forward, pretend it's you that's hurt. If you don't like a fight, you're a fucking shite. If you don't like a Barney, don't join my army. Passing without guile. Dribble without a smile. The only thing that I find funny is a stand-up shit missing the dunny. Entertainment is for babies. Cosmetics are for ladies. When a ball is kicked into the stand, that's 10 seconds stolen before it lands. Defend your fucking box. Defend your fucking box. Stop free kicks with the tip of your cocks. Defend your fucking box. Defend your fucking box. And stop free kicks with the tip of your cocks. And remember. Remember. Shit. Groundworks. Scrap metal. Screeding. Mortar. Freeze blocks. Pies. And that's the Burnley way.
Well, there you go, Sean.
Defend your box with the tips of your cocks. I think that, if anything, is what Christmas is all about.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.